Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Russia's annexation referendum of Ukraine began today in four regions controlled by pro-Russians. The votes will be held until Tuesday, but the polls are described as a mockery by Kiev and the West. The Donetsk separatists' electoral body indicated that for security reasons, the ballot will be done mainly door-to-door. At the same time, the Ukrainian army announces having won back from Russia a locality within the region of Donetsk. In Belgium, the trial of the attacks of Brussels is postponed for several weeks, due to the delay in delivery of new cubicles for the accused. Currently, the 9 cubicles made of glass and completely closed prevent the accused from having direct contact with their lawyers. Cédric Jubilard continues to deny any involvement in the disappearance of his wife Delphine. The main suspect was heard this morning by the investigating judges. Yesterday, his request for release with an electronic bracelet was refused. In Saint-Étienne, one of the mayor's deputies announces his resignation. Sami Kefi-Jérôme is implicated in the intimate video blackmail case and is accused of having trapped the former first deputy mayor in order to pressure him. Mayor Gaël Perdriau has already announced that he will step down. The resumption of contaminations is accelerating in France. The COVID pandemic had dropped to a particularly low level at the end of August, but contaminations have surged these past weeks. The incidence rate has particularly increased among the 10 to 19-year-old age group, where it has doubled in 1 week. And then it's an event that tennis fans probably never wanted to see. Roger Federer will play the last match of his career tonight. And not just any match, since for the occasion, the Swiss will be playing doubles with Rafael Nadal, his lifelong rival. The two tennis legends will play together against the pair Francis Tiafoe and Jacques Sock as part of the Laver Cup. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.